Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. So here I am back in the studio. I've got the checked shirt on. I've got the buttons open inappropriately. I've got the statue at the back. I've got another statue here. And of course, I've got the neon sign. So all is well. But I wanted to post this video for two reasons. I've got two messages for you today. Firstly, I was recently hit with a copyright strike on a video that I'd made on the El Salvador mega prison. And it really, really annoyed me, this copyright strike, because I know that YouTube is hot on music. If you lift somebody's music and put it into one of your videos, you will definitely get hit with a copyright strike. So in order to avoid that, I've been using the YouTube audio library, which is guaranteed to be copyright free. And I recently downloaded a track which I used on the El Salvador video, as well as a few other videos. And YouTube had now hit me with a copyright strike for it, because it appears that either somebody put that track on illegally, or something more Machiavellian is going on, whereby people are uploading free music and then hitting creators with a copyright strike to get all of the money from their videos to go to the people who made that music. I don't know the answer as to why it's happened, but I know that it has happened, and I've had to take down the El Salvador video. So I will be reposting that video shortly. So don't be surprised if you see it and think, actually, I've already seen this once. Why is it coming up again? So I wanted to explain that to you firstly. But secondly, I wanted to ask you to do me a favor. If you've got time, can you please re-watch that video? Because this video was a completely different style to anything else that I'm making. And it had a very slow burn rate. So it started off much slower than videos that I make on Russia or China or something that's more topical. But actually, it was building really nice momentum. And at the point when I got hit with the copyright strike, it actually gone to 103,000 views and was actually my second best performing video over the course of the last couple of weeks. So it was really starting to build some momentum. And I think it had a chance of getting up to 200,000-400,000 views. But now that I've got to repost it, it's obviously going to start at zero again. And the way that YouTube works is that most people don't watch videos that aren't popular. So if you've got something that's had less than 10,000 views, it's not going to be promoted. Once you get more than 100,000, it will start to expand. So ideally, I'd like to get it back to the point where it's had 100,000 views so that I can reset that video and hopefully it can do quite well. So anyway, that was the first thing that I wanted to say today. The second thing I wanted to talk about today was why I'm not appearing in the videos anymore. And there's two reasons for that. Firstly, I wanted to make the videos as widely appealing, and the most popular types of videos on YouTube are ones that use footage. And I think this is probably due to the fact that it's easier to watch. If you're watching a video that's got constantly moving footage, then it is more engaging and entertaining than just sitting watching this for 20 minutes, which I know some people do like to watch this, but for the vast majority of viewers on YouTube globally, they aren't really interested in looking at me sitting in a studio talking about stuff. So that's one of the reasons why I've changed the format. The second reason why I've changed the format was that I was getting a lot of really personal abuse. And whilst it is easy for everybody to say, just ignore it, don't read the comments, they're all idiots, it does start to affect you. And so it was starting to have an impact on me. I was thinking, actually, do I want to keep presenting like this? Do I want to be opening myself up to all these personal comments about a variety of different things? So that's one of the reasons that I've come off camera. But I do enjoy presenting. I do enjoy this sort of format. So in order to keep it going, and in order to ensure that the audience that's watching this sort of format are appreciative of it, I've decided that I'm going to start doing weekly live stream events for Patreons and YouTube members. And the first one of those events will take place on Wednesday, the 3rd of May. So if you're interested in hearing from me in a more relaxed format, as it's a live stream event, I'll be talking about the topical events of that week, discussing my views and thoughts, and I'll also be open to talking about other topics that are suggested by everybody watching. So if you've got something that you want to talk to me about, something that you're interested in, something that you'd like to hear my opinion on, or my thoughts, or just generally chew the fat, then you should join in the live stream. Send me your messages, send me your thoughts, and I'll talk about whatever everybody wants to discuss. And assuming that the live stream event goes well, I'm intending to do one every week. So you'll be able to see the studio, see which statues are appearing on the videos each week, and hear what my thoughts are on a variety of different topics. So hopefully that will appeal to a lot of different viewers, because I'm hoping to build up my Patreon community, and we can then maybe expand into other different types of things, depending on what people are interested in me doing. And just one other point on the live stream events, if you can't make the actual live event itself, it will be recorded and it'll be available for all Patreons and YouTube members to watch at a later time. So hopefully it's of interest to you, and if you have time, please re-watch the El Salvador Mega Prism video if you did watch it once before, because I'd like to get that back up to the position it was in before I got the copyright strike. So hopefully you've enjoyed this one-off edition back in the Joe Blog studio. If you've liked what I've said, please give me a thumbs up, and thank you for watching this video all the way through to the end.